Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a beauty podcast for beauty addicts by beauty addicts. We are your hosts, professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield.
Good morning.
And unprofessional beauty junkie Lindsay Kelk, that's me. You sound very professional over there, madam, for someone who's laid in bed.
I feel like this is how we should always podcast.
Yeah, there's a possibility that this is the podcasting future. We should let you know, we are coming to you, as promised.
From Vegas.
Live from Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas, if you will. Elvis is not in the room. He's dead.
There's pancakes, though. Pancakes are in the room.
Yeah, we've just had room service breakfast. Oh, so this is the most luxe, disgusting,
brilliant,
amazing podcast experience that's ever existed.
Yes.
But yeah, here we are, live from Vegas, surrounded by pancakes and makeup.
Yes.
In bed. This might be my best
day. I know this is how every podcast should be.
I just see all those Instagram posts that I've seen telling me to live my best life. I'm doing it right now.
I'm ticking every box that I want to tick.
This is pretty good.
So good.
So yeah, we promised that we would come to you live from Vegas, and here we are. Today's show, we've just got a wee bit of new news. And then we thought we'd talk to you about, we went to Sephora yesterday, a lot of new products. So we were going to talk to you about some of our new favorite things that have come up. And then we're here in Vegas
because for a reason.
There was a reason, not just to be here, even though that is a good reason. I went to review, I and Harry,
I tagged along.
I'm reviewing the new Magic Mike live show for Glamour magazine, and the link that article will be up by the time this podcast runs, so I will link to that below so you can read it, because you should read it because it's amazing, without giving
so
too
good.
Much away, because I don't want to spoil it for anyone, because it's so much fun, and we will talk about that later.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why we're in Vegas. We went to see Magic Mike live. And don't switch off now, because it's not what you think.
No, it's not what you think, guys.
It's amazing.
So much more.
But yeah, I'm gonna stop saying amazing, because I keep saying it.
We should get into new news.
Yeah, just something that I really wanted to flag up to you, because I've mentioned them before. They were my highlight of the week, and I love them desperately. The ColourPop Blotted Lip Lipsticks. They were a short collection with Alexis Ren. I think it was the collab with Alexis Ren. And I loved them dearly. And they have now become part of permanent collection at ColourPop. Yay!
Which is good. That's really good news.
Yeah, they're fantastic. And they're only $5.
They're so affordable.
And the colours are so beautiful.
Yeah.
And they're unexpected and pretty and easy to wear. They make me very happy. They've also added to the collection with an ultra blotted lip, which is like a liquid version of it. ColourPop are really famous for their liquid lips. And it's like a very, very, very lightweight, watery stain.
Yeah, which is nice.
Almost like the YSL glossy stain, but it's not glossy. It dries down matte.
It's very comfortable on the lips.
Yeah, it's really comfortable. It's very, very light. It's compared to their ultra mattes, which I can't wear because it's way too much. And even the ultra satins, like it's too, I can't wear anything that drying as a liquid. But these are just a really pretty stain.
Yeah.
And they're super versatile because you can do it as a matte. You can do it as a very sheer wash of colour. You can build it up. You can put a gloss over the top if you don't want it to be as matte as it is. I love them. And I think they're $6.
Yeah, such a bargain. For what
so
they
great.
Are, they perform like a high-end product.
Oh,
they're
it's
really
mental.
Good.
How are you doing this ColourPop? Whose soul did you sell to
We're
which?
A little bit obsessed. I'm going to put in an order today.
So that was a brief new news because we have to get onto the massive
quantity of products.
We've
got a lot to talk about today. There is a lot of makeup. Like you said, we did do Sephora yesterday. I feel like those ones, I kind of brought more replenishing products yesterday from Sephora. So I've got some products that I've been trying out this week. Not this week, actually. That's a lie. I've had them longer than a week. And I can say they have been thoroughly reviewed. So the first one, which I know a lot of people have been asking about on my channel, is the latest foundation launch from MAC. And it is the Next to Nothing Face Color Foundation. Unlike their normal foundations, they haven't chose to go with like the NC20 NW kind of normal colouring system. They've gone for like light medium, medium, medium dark.
Yeah.
So as far as I'm aware, there's less colours in this foundation.
Yeah, like fewer options.
Yes. It's one of those foundations that is dewier than dewy.
Yes.
Or if you're American, dewier.
Dewy.
Then it's dewier.
Like super dewy.
It's super dewy. It's like, I was actually quite surprised. And I think when you saw it on me yesterday, you were like, wow, that is pretty dewy.
So sparkly, if you, vampire dewy.
Yes. Like if you, I mean, it's really nice though. I do really like it. I think it's one of those ones that it's very sheer in coverage. So we knew straight away this probably isn't going to be your cup of tea, is it,
no,
Lindsay?
No, I like a decent amount of coverage in my foundations. I like them to be light, but I like a decent whack of pigment in there.
Yeah. So I think for girls who like your no makeup makeup, you just want a little bit of coverage and just to even out slightly, this will be a really good foundation for you. And I also think if you have dry skin, this is a brilliant foundation for those girls with drier skin, perhaps slightly flaky. Like, it's a really, really nice one. It's very smoothing. And I actually found this applied best with fingers. I preferred it with fingers than a brush. Yeah, and I'm the shade medium, and I definitely do like it. I feel like it is, I mean, I love a dewy foundation, so for me, I'll always lean towards the more dewy foundations. I think for me, this is more a kind of daytime foundation. Yeah. But
it was
very,
very
up.
Pretty on. It looked beautiful on you, but you know, without wanting to pump you up too much, you've got really beautiful skin.
Well, thank you.
You know, like, I've not got bad skin, but it's older, and I've had acne, and I've got scars, and I've got redness because I'm so pale. I need that coverage to even me out. And I think that for me would be too much work, because I'm like, I'd have to go back with concealer and I'd have to do
and
this,
even
and
I did need concealer. I feel like I did use concealer in the areas where I still had redness,
and I'm happy to go in with my concealer, but I don't want to have to work that hard. So yeah, I think it is if you've got really good skin, it's awesome for you, because the finish was gorgeous.
Yeah, and I think as well, if you're like quite a young girl and you're just getting into makeup and you don't want anything too heavy, this is quite a nice foundation for that reason as well.
Yeah, that's
and I also think this would also be nice on very mature skin as well. So I think it's going to be a lot of people that will love this, but if you're someone who likes coverage, this probably isn't the foundation for you.
It's interesting to me because it flies in the face of everything else that's happening in makeup right now. Like, everything else is about perfection and high coverage and high pigment and Instagram ready. And this is very much like, do you want to look like you've got really pretty skin? Here you go.
And I think what I will say is this feels like a very different foundation for MAC, which I quite like as a makeup artist. This is something I'll probably use a lot in my pro kit as well. So I actually feel like it's a good offering from MAC compared to their other foundations. Like, it actually, for me, it gives something different to their other foundations.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's my take on it.
You feel like MAC do so many launches.
So many.
It's exciting to see something actually different.
I think
usable.
I feel like this made me excited, and I know there was a lot of excitement around this, and I think it is worth the hype. It's just there'll be certain people who will prefer it.
Are you excited about MAC launching in Ulta stores later this year?
I didn't know that was happening.
That's a thing that's happening.
I feel like Lindsay is so good at like knowing the new news.
Dropping
like,
an info bomb.
Without Lindsay,
you.
I would be nothing.
I wanted to sing, but I won't.
We've had a lot of Mariah, guys, while we've been in Vegas. We've listened to a lot of Mariah Carey. It's been so good.
Just a Mariah, just dropped a Mariah
just
on you
dropping
there.
It
just
in
dropped
there.
It. Just
what have
like
you
that.
Got? What have you got that's...
I've got all sorts. So the thing that I've got that I'm most excited about, and I gave it its first proper run out last night, but even though that's only one run out, it was a hell of a run out.
Yeah.
And it's the Pat McGrath. And I don't know if it's McGrath. McGrath or McGrath.
I'm not 100% sure.
I just don't want to cock it up because she seems a delight.
She's
and
a
I'm
legend.
Enjoying her product. Yeah. Not enjoying the sequin packaging.
Oh, okay.
We'll
interesting for
we'll
a highlighter
to
lover.
It's nonsense. Anyway, I have got from Pat McGrath the Dark Star 006 eye gubbins
collection. We'll go with
it's Dark Star 006, and I've got the Ultra Shade, Ultra Suede Shade. I was just pulling up the information and instead saw a text message from my friend about Magic Mike Live. We just need to get out of the way really soon. We just
talk
about
we're really excited to talk about that.
Dark Star 006 Ultra Suede Brown. There were three. There was the Ultra Suede Brown. There was just the Dark Star Dark Matter. And then there was the, was it Ultraviolet, I think, was the blue shade. It was the, Ultraviolet Blue. So it's an eye collection for people that aren't familiar. I feel like anyone listening to this probably is pretty familiar because it was a big deal
a big
when it came out.
Well,
everyone was
on
a waiting list. It was huge news. So it's an eye collection and it's six pieces. It's $130, which felt like a lot of outlay for one product, but it's not one product. It's six.
Yeah. And when you break it down, like Lindsay's got it on the table right now, I feel like you've almost got like a mini makeup bag of makeup.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
There.
There's
really
so
good.
Much. And it's actually very versatile because the looks online are very editorial. They're very, very strong, very, very black, smoky, or very like the ultraviolet blue is ultraviolet
blue.
And it doesn't look especially wearable, but I wore it last night. And yeah, we were in Vegas and I went to town, but I can see how you pair it back. Thanks.
You looked really good. Like, thanks, even when Lindsay came out of the bathroom, I was like, oh,
that's a lot of makeup.
No, I didn't think that. I was just like, dang.
Damn.
She's like, she's going out.
Yeah, I did. And
it looked,
you know,
beautiful.
Who didn't know if it was going to sweat off or be baby oiled off? We were going to a strip show. I had no idea. Well, again, more on that.
More on that to come.
But it lasted like a champion. It was so good. So you get a Kohl pencil, a Kohl stick. And I was a bit dubious about this because it looks like quite grease painty.
Yeah.
Like the MAC pigment sticks. I thought it looked like that. And I was like, it's just going to smudge and it's going to be oil based. I'm not sure. And even if I put the powder over it, it's going to be a very editorial, not wearable look. It's actually amazing. I used the Urban Decay Primer Potion underneath it and it didn't need it. I think it actually made it harder to work with because it's actually pretty stiff. So I put it on and I made the mistake of doing both eyes
and not blending
to balance it and then went back to blend and it had almost already set. I was like, oh God.
Yeah.
So it does set. Well, you can play with it. You've got a couple of seconds to play with it, smudge it to where you want it, but then it is set and it is on and it is not coming off. So that's the Kohl stick, which is fantastic. And then you have a black pigment, which is the dark matter pigment, and it is black and it's gorgeous.
So nice.
And I put that over the top to smoke it out a little bit. And then I have the mercury pigment, which is like a goldish, it's not really a duochrome, but it's like a gold.
It's a metallic.
Taupey,
it's like a nice metallic finish.
It's so beautiful. And I sort of smudged that in to smoke it. And it was really, really beautiful. And it did not move. And then as well as those three pieces, you also get the Astral White pigment, which is a duochrome white with a shift. And I put that in the inner corners.
Look at you doing all the sections.
I know, right? Like, I've seen the internet. I know how to do it. And then the two pieces that I didn't use, because there are two more pieces, was the actual Ultra Suede pigment. It was the Ultra Suede Brown, which is a beautiful brown.
I used a bit of that on my lower lash line.
Oh, did you
yeah,
like
it? Was nice.
And it's gorgeous and it sits nicely and it doesn't feel, it feels very high end. And then there is the eye gloss, which is Cyber Clear eye gloss, which is a duochrome, sparkly. it's awesome.
It's the more editorial piece
out
of
everything.
It's the
most editorial piece. It's what you're going to use if you want to smudge it up and get it all over your face and make it hyper glossy and make it fascinating, like really interesting to look at.
Yeah.
And I love it. And you can use it as a cheek gloss as well. You can use it wherever you like. But it wasn't right for last night's look, but I'm excited to get it on my face now. The pros are it's fantastic. The quality of the makeup is really, really good. You get a lot for your money. You actually get
feel like you really do with this collection.
Yeah, it's like a little bit over $20 per piece.
Yeah.
And you would easily pay that on any Luxe or even mid-tier brand.
Yeah.
So it's very, very worthwhile financially. Mm-hmm. Financially, if you're talking to your bank manager, you're like, it was an investment, sir.
It's an investment piece.
Yes, it was $130, but I got six pieces and they're all high quality and I will use all of them. I don't love the packaging.
I feel like it's sort of because it's, and it's funny that she doesn't even have like a kind of branding
logo or anything.
But then I guess maybe that's the point. It's a makeup artist product, so it's not gimmicky. It's not, she's not selling you the packaging.
But, and I understand like that's, it's smart. They've made cheap packaging work for them, almost like Colourpop and Glossier. You know, it's like we've made really cheap packaging work for us and make it our USP.
And I think the pans are quite large. That's one thing I have noticed. Considering you've got six products, it's not like they're all miniature size.
Yeah,
so,
no, it's 4 grams, 0.4 grams, sorry, and 0.14 ounces.
Well, I remember when Lindsay was putting it on last night. Actually, I remember you saying you'd done the Kohl stick and you were like, "Oh, that set quite quickly." And then you were like, "Oh, I'm worried this isn't going to work for me." And then I remember when you'd kind of started doing the second eye, you were like, "Wait, no, this is good," and you were getting really excited. Yeah. It was actually much easier to use than you thought it was going to be.
Because I am not a makeup artist and I've never had training, and like I've watched a lot of makeup artists and I try and pick up stuff, but you know, I don't really know what I'm doing.
You
I'm
look like a makeup artist last night, babe.
Thanks. I'm just making it up as I go along, but that's the joy of makeup.
Yeah.
But it actually, like, it builds really well and you can layer it really well. Because I was like, oh my God, this is actually going to go so badly because I'm going to end up with loads of makeup on my face. But it works so well. It paces itself.
Yeah.
Like, it's very hard to overdo it unless you literally just swipe a fingerful of the black pigment and daub it across your face.
Yeah.
And even that will probably look pretty cool.
It'll be so editorial.
Yeah, right. And then I did use a little bit of Marc Jacobs gel liner in inner rims.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a rim of skin. my favorite term coined by Harry, Difficult Eyes Hadfield. And then I used the YSL Shock mascara, which actually I really liked because it was right for it. It was very like
yeah,
impactful.
Really nice. I thought you were wearing fake lashes originally.
Yeah, no, that's so all my own.
So
well, and YSL. But yeah, I love it. I really love it. And I didn't expect to. I talked to a girlfriend about it over brunch. It's just the most American statement I will ever say. A couple of weeks ago, and we were both like, we're not buying it. We bought the copper pigment. We're not doing this. Like, it's too much. I hate the sequin packaging. It comes in a vacuum packed little pouch full of sequins. So when you open it up, there's fucking sequins all
everywhere.
Over your house. And last time my cat ate loads of them, and then she like did sequin poops like 3 days. And I had to call the vet and be like, is this bad? And they were like, no, it's fine. But like, it's not good for her. And you literally can't get them out without getting sequins everywhere.
At least it's not glitter. That would be more disturbing.
That would never happen. It would be. I would not be talking about this right now because I would not own it. Because we've all been glitter bombed. We've been glitter bombed. Don't do it, friends.
Don't do it.
PR friends, do not glitter bomb people. Friends who love friends, do not glitter bomb
each other. Even birthday cards, don't put glitter inside.
It's cruel. It's a cruel Very and unusual cruel. Punishment.
And if this should occur to you, Hoover. Don't wash it. Just Hoover. That's what I've learnt.
There was one thing I tried out this week that I did not love, which I was surprised at because I wanted to, and I've been dying to get hold of it because it's had such a lot of hype on blogs, I feel like.
Yeah.
Was the new Dior mascara, which I've already completely forgotten the name of. I think it's Pump
It's probably
and
got
go.
A long one.
It has got a long one. That's why I don't like it. It's got a squishy tube. Although I feel like I'm describing it to the lady behind the counter that my friend had it. Like, it's from Dior. It's got a squishy tube. It's black. It's got Pump in the title, and I'm trying to find it on my Sephora account right now. And I'm doing it in this voice because I'm embarrassed. Pump and Volume.
Pump and Volume.
The Dior Show Pump and Volume mascara, and it was $30.
Okay.
So as soon as it came out on Sephora, I got the alert, and I was like, oh, you know what? And Sephora had a 15% off, so I felt justified. Although actually, 15% is not that much. And I got it, and I was really excited. And it is interesting. It's really interesting. It has got this squishy bit on the bottom. So you can... The theory behind it is if you just pull the wand out without squishing it, you get one standard coat of Dior Show mascara.
Right.
But if you squish it, you load the brush. So you get a lot more. You get more product. So you get more volume.
Right.
It's gimmicky because obviously you could just apply two coats.
Yes.
And I don't find having more product on the brush helps me.
Okay.
Because I've got long lashes, but they're very fair.
Yeah.
And they're quite fine. So I'm more of a multiple coat than just overloading it with a big, thick, heavy formula. So maybe that's one of the reasons it didn't work especially well for me. But I just, and also this is a case of high expectations not being managed. And I don't know. I don't think I would want to spend $30 on this product. I think mascara is something you can get from the drugstore, from Boots, from Superdrug.
Yeah.
And really good ones. For a lot less. So that is a pass from me. So I was surprised that, because I love a mascara. I love a Luxe mascara.
How did it wear when you wore it? Did it last well or?
No, not especially.
Okay.
And also I felt like it just gave me, it didn't feel like I had many lashes. They just looked like quite
stuck together.
Then just like I had five really long pointy lashes.
Got you.
Rather than a load of beautiful fluttery,
full
and it's
lashes.
Called volume, so I expected just to have a big fringe of fluttery lashes, and I didn't. And it did. We know I am also Lindsay Difficult Eyes Kelk, and I get smudgy from mascaras at the best of times. But I didn't last night. I noticed from that shock, the YSL
didn't get any
smudging from that at all. But this smudged within a couple of hours. I had panda eyes. So yeah, that's a pass. I know some other people have loved it, and I'd love to hear if you've tried it and you liked it. Like, let us know. Because I hate to bag on a beautiful product. And it is nice and it is interesting, but I think it's more gimmicky than actually effective.
But not everything works for everyone. That's the thing. Nope. That's what we've learnt with makeup.
Yup. That's true.
So another one that I think for me, this is one that, and I know you've got it with you this weekend, is Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk has been a much anticipated launch. I feel like the promo around this has been full on and I was excited. I'm happy to say it's a win for me. I've got to say, on myself, I love the Pillow Talk lip pencil and I use that so much in my kit.
Me too.
Mine's teeny tiny at the minute. I actually need to replace it soon. So when they brought out the lipstick version, I was very excited. I love that it's in the Matte Revolution formula. So happy it's not like a sheeny lipstick. I love this more. I've been using it more on my kit than I have on me, I've got to say. So I do like it on myself, but I'm loving it on other people. And I really enjoy using it. And I think she's right. The combo of the lip pencil and the lipstick together is genius. Like, I think it's such a clever launch. I love the colour. It is more pinky than I think you think it's got. It's like a sort of dusky pink. I feel like when you look at the lip pencil, it's perhaps not as... I feel like the lipstick's a teeny bit darker than the lip pencil.
Yes,
do you think
so
that's fair to say?
I live and die by the pencil. It's in my bag right now. I wore it last night. But I wore the pencil last night with just a very light gloss because obviously I had this very big dark eyes that I got from Pat McGrath product. But I tried on the Pillow Talk lipstick to go with it because I was like, oh, it's, you know, it's Pillow Talk. It is a nude pink. It's going to be perfect. And so it was actually way
too dark.
It just didn't balance out because it looked too brown. And I'm very pale and I've got pink undertones.
Yeah.
So if anything has got a bit brown in it, it's just gonna look like I've smeared my face in chocolate. And it was like, it was just too brown, but I do love it. Like if I just wear that with a very neutral eye and a pinky cheek, it looks really pretty.
So good.
It isn't the exact same shade as the pencil.
No, I'd say the pencil is ever so slightly lighter.
Yeah, and pinkier.
But both a winning combo, and I really am happy with it. I think it's justified. It's really lived up to the hype. And like I said, in my pro kit, I think I've been using that for the past 2 weeks solidly. And it's like everyone kind of, when I put it on someone, they go, ooh, what color is that? And it gets like a lot of excitement around it as well.
Okay, we've teased you long enough.
Yeah, it's time.
It's time. We saw Magic Mike Live. That's not news. You know that.
It's if anyone follows us on social media,
we literally sat here dying to talk about it.
It
was the most amazing thing. So I was writing about it for Glamour magazine, and I talked to them about it, and I was like, oh, I think it's going to be cheesy, but it'll be a laugh. And obviously, like, we're the target audience. We like the film. Everyone loves Channing. People are in Vegas. They want a laugh, and it'll be funny. And I'm personally petrified of male strip shows,
as like I learned last night.
Yeah.
Lindsay did get targeted.
I got targeted a little bit and I didn't like it.
So
I do feel like I was the least lucky girl.
You like, looked like you were really terrified.
But everyone's getting like a lovely pat on the shoulder and a little lap dance and some abs ground in their face, and I literally got someone reached his hand.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Around my throat and like dragged me backwards. And like, honestly, I was like, is this a stripper or is this my own personal
episode
of SVU?
And I love the fact that even with all the noise and the whooping, I can still hear Lindsay going, Harry, hey! Harry, Harry!
I don't like it.
That was
I've
never heard
like
such fear in your voice, but laughing all
but
at
I
the same time.
It's because I didn't know what it was. And I think if he'd like tapped me on the shoulder first
to warn you what was about to happen.
But it was the hand around the throat that I wasn't keen on.
I'd like to point out it was a very loving hand around the throat.
It was a very loving hand around the throat. It was the most loving hand around the throat.
But it was
from
hysterical.
Behind that I've ever had.
I think Lindsay just wasn't expecting it.
But that aside, best Vegas show ever.
Well, and keep in mind, this is my first time in Vegas, so I'm coming here with like no expectation. Well, maybe actually that's the opposite. I had a lot of expectation. Yeah. And at the same time, I kind of came with an open mind when Lindsay first said to me, Harry, should we go and watch Magic Mike Live and we can do a podcast while we're out there? I was like, yes, we shall. I would like to do that.
Yeah.
And
it'll be mega lols.
It will be mega lols. And yeah, it was mega lols. But also, I think it's safe to say both our minds have been blown a little bit by how intelligent. Now, I know this seems like the biggest contradiction to like discuss when you're talking about a male strip show, but it is made for women. It really is in every sense of the show.
Yeah, it's actually it is magical.
It's
magic.
Magic
Mike. So even take everything you know about the movies and throw it out the window, because it's not relevant to the show. It's styled after the club in the second movie of Club Domina. So it's you go to Club Domina to see the show. And I think that's about it. And there's a man called Mike in it. and Channing Tatum has a voiceover moment.
Yes.
And that's about it.
And we don't want to give too much away.
Yeah,
it's
really
so hard
to
like
it because it's so, so clever. And the twist is actually what makes it.
Yeah.
But it's genuinely, you know, without wanting to get too deep into it, it has been entirely designed from the female gaze.
Yeah.
It is as though people sat down and they could have made it cheesy and it would have still been
It would
funny.
Have worked, yeah.
And the first sort of 5 minutes or so are that old school cheesy
yes.
fireman dancing on stage. And you're just like, oh, fine, okay,
here
let's
we go.
Just go with it. And then, as we say, things take a turn.
Yeah.
They've managed to unite Channing Tatum, unicorns, and hot men dancing.
And it works.
And it's genius.
Yeah. I mean, me and Lindsay both sort of sat there, and as much as we were whooping and cheering and laughing, every 5 minutes we turn to each other and go, this is the cleverest thing
yeah,
I've ever
it's
seen.
It's so clever. And I've got that in my notes for my article. The thing that we said to each other more than
yeah.
anything else is, this is so,
so clever. It's like a celebration.
It's massively celebratory. It genuinely looks like someone sat down with like 10 really smart, interesting women and she went, seriously though, like what gets
what do
you,
you
going?
Want? Yeah.
Like, what do you like? What makes you yeah. happy? What makes you go, for?
There's no cliche. I feel like that's the no. amazing thing is like, actually, I said to Lindsay this morning, I was like, if someone had even asked me like, what would be your best version of a strip show? It was that, and I didn't even know it until I'd seen
yes.
it.
Yeah,
that's
it taps it. Into something you didn't
yeah.
know you want.
It's so
and
clever.
That's the thing that's so clever. Because, yeah, it just has never existed before. So how can you know you want it if you didn't know it was possible?
Yeah.
And that the way that they've done this is so smart. It's going to be huge.
So
and, you know, it's
good.
Me saying it's the best show I've seen in Vegas, and Harry saying it is the only show she's seen in Vegas. But I've seen Britney, and
I
want to
go
Mariah.
Again. I'm going to put it out there.
Yeah, I'm definitely going again because I'm coming back in May and I'm forcing people to come.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't believe it. And we're going to stop talking about it now because unless you see it or you're going to see it, you probably hate
us.
We
can't give it away.
But it's fantastic. And all the women there were great. Everyone was in a really good mood.
It was
there was
so
no
much
bitchy,
fun.
Snide,
no, it was
cattiness.
Lovely.
Everyone was like making eye contact with each other and you were like
yeah.
chatting to each other and go like, oh my God, this is so much fun. Do you
yeah.
love it? I love it. The music is good. The dancing is fantastic.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's presented from a very, very... It's not even female friendly. It's just entirely female gaze. It's presented
yeah.
100% from your position.
Yeah.
And it's just genius.
Yeah. Go and see it, guys. I feel like we almost can't say any more about it without giving too much away. That's the hardest part is like, there's so many things we could tell you to convince you why this is good, but I think it would kind of give too much of the show away.
Super cool, super hot, unicorns, Channing Tatum.
Amen.
That's all you need to know. Yeah, go forth.
Go forth and be merry.
Yeah, go forth and do this. But yeah, we were talking about it and it got us talking about feminism and, you know, even there was a little bit, it's like, is it feminist? Are we being exploited? Because we are still paying money to see them take their clothes off. I'm like, well, but that's the thing that happens for both. And the whole point of feminism is
yeah.
equality of the sexes. So if we're going to have it in the names of equality, it should be done well and it should be done smartly and it should be done for what we want, not what we've been told that we want.
Yeah.
So it works. But it reminded me of a conversation I had with someone not so long ago, which I recounted to difficult
yeah.
eyes, and she wasn't amused. So I was talking to a friend about that, you know, my beauty blogging and writing and how I love makeup, and my boyfriend said something like, oh, she's always got makeup everywhere, it's all over the house. And I was like, yeah, dude, because it makes me really happy.
Yeah.
And she just was like, oh, I just honestly don't know how you can position yourself and present yourself as a feminist if all you care about is lipstick.
Which
I was
is
like,
crazy.
Firstly, we'll address that as just being a very snide, mean, rude comment, which it was. And it was taken as such and she was promptly shut down. but it really got my goat because then I thought about all the times I've seen on social media that attack and
yes.
friends of mine that are beauty journalists. I know Sally Hughes has had this a bunch of
yeah.
times. I've seen her talk about it on Twitter where people try and dismiss her as a journalist and as a smart, intelligent person, which she is.
Yeah.
Because she is primarily known as being a beauty writer. So
yeah.
it's like, how dare you have an opinion on anything else? All you know about is lipstick. Like,
yeah.
Firstly, I know a lot about lipstick. And secondly, I know a lot about other things.
Yeah.
And none the two things are not mutually exclusive.
Completely.
And it just really got my goat. And we just want to talk a little bit about that and how
it's
people
such an interesting
feel
topic.
About that. Yeah, because I think it's really common. And I think it's even a lot of internalized misogyny on it. Like
yes.
women thinking it about other women.
Yeah.
Is that you can't be a serious woman who's fighting for the cause of equality of women if you care about how you look.
Makeup is so much more than just a thing you put on your face. It's a form of expression. And I think it's one of those things that, you know, in terms of consumerism, like it's always been one of the biggest selling.
Yeah. In a recession, lipstick sales go up.
Lipstick sales go up and clothing sales go down. So.
But it was about feeling powerful and in control. And I
yeah.
think it's, you know, it's not just about looking good for your fella. It's
no,
like
that's
look
it.
Good for yourself and you feel good.
Yeah.
I know when my mother passed away, And I spent a couple of days vegging on the couch, eating chocolate oranges, being like, nope, not interested, world. Yeah. And, you know, and it wasn't, she'd been ill and I was anticipating it, and but it was still really hard. And those first few days were just zombie days. But then I just remember the first day I woke up and got in the shower and was like, I'm getting myself together. And my act of getting myself together was to do my makeup.
Yeah.
And that was like, I'm on it now. Like, I'm in control again now. I look like me. I feel like me. I'm choosing makeup that makes me happy, feel like a more put together version of me. Mm. And for someone to tell me that that's nonsense and that lipstick is frivolous and flippant and the realm of a stupid person or a vain, silly, vapid person blows my mind. And it's the same, this is why it made me think about Magic Mike, because there are people who are going to argue with me and say, how could it possibly be a feminist show? How could it be, it's still sexualizing people, it's still putting, you know, sexuality and objectification on the table, and that's going backwards. And it's like, no, you need to see it, you need to understand, you need to hear the message of the show. And to me, makeup's the same thing. Like, to me, makeup is expression, is personal choice. And it's art.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, there's so many different takes on what makeup means to each of us. And I think the best thing is that we all have the freedom to choose how we express ourselves. So whether you want to wear a blue lipstick or no lipstick or mascara or whatever, like, the best thing is, well, you can take it off at the end of the day. You know, there's that feeling of you can change it every single day if you want to. And I think there's a massive nod to the psychological effects of wearing makeup. Like you just said, I know for me that there's something that there can be no one else I'm going to see in a whole day, but sometimes putting a red lipstick on, it does something to me that makes me feel great. And I don't feel there's any reason to apologize for that or over explain that, other than it makes me feel good. I see it as an extension of my self-expression, and for me it's even the process of putting it on. I enjoy, and I know for me, being a makeup artist, I really get a kick out of the application. And it's not even to do with transformation necessary. There's something about the actual process, like you were saying, it's almost like an element of self-care, or like looking after, and, you know, even touching someone. I find that a nice thing. There's something about being in contact with another person. And also, you know, if they do end up feeling great at the end of it, that's just an extra bonus. I'm like, oh, I've just unlocked something in them that's made them feel really good about themselves. So I think it's, you know, again, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and we're all going to have different ideals of what makes us feel like us. But that's a great thing that we're all different as well.
Yeah. And the idea of it being an anti-feminist interest, which is insane. But sorry, I shouldn't say, like, I'm trying to be diplomatic. I understand why someone would say it, because I imagine for them, they perceive makeup as being something that a woman does to herself to appeal to men.
Yeah.
And if that's how you view makeup, then I understand that.
Yeah.
I personally don't subscribe to that stance.
No.
I don't apply my makeup to look good for men.
No.
I don't apply makeup to make myself more attractive to someone else. I apply makeup to make myself feel a different way, or represent how I'm feeling inside today, or even to encourage me to feel a way that I don't feel. Like you're saying, like, sometimes when I feel like I am not on top of my game, like, where's my red lipstick?
Yeah,
my red lipstick's
something powerful
put me on top
about
of my
that.
Game. But to me, the most important thing out of all of it, and why it is a feminist option, is it's a choice.
Yeah.
And feminism is about having equal choices and being able to say yes or no.
Yes.
And the same with Magic Mike. That
you
now
can
exists.
Go, you don't have to go.
That is something that didn't exist until last week.
Yeah.
And now it exists, and I have the choice to say, yes, I'm going to see it, or no, I'm not going to see it.
Yeah.
And that is why it's feminist, because before I didn't have that choice and it didn't exist. If anyone ever says to you, you are not a feminist because you love makeup, or you write about makeup, or you've chosen to write a beauty blog, maybe you have a job and you blog on the side because it is your passion to do, and people will make fun of you. People will make fun of you.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
people
I've
always
had it a lot.
Made fun
like,
of me.
Yeah.
And people who are, I've got such smart friends who are in the beauty industry, and they're dismissed.
Yeah.
So no people. And like, I don't ever want anyone that listens to this podcast to feel like they're less than because they love beauty.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just it blows my mind that we're still having this conversation. I hate that we're having this conversation.
I think it's fascinating.
Makeup's
though.
Not a feminist issue, because it's absolutely is. It's a choice. Anything that is to do with the choice women makes makes it a feminist issue.
It's like there really is that thing of like, if a dude can do it. I mean, I love it. Is it Kathleen Moran, I think, in her book, How to Be a Woman, when she's like, my basic concept of feminism is if a dude can do it, then I can do it.
Are the boys doing it?
Are the boys doing it? You know, and like with the strip show.
For doing this.
It's such, you know, like we said, in one way, it's a great time. And it's also sad that we still have to kind of keep having the same argument.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you've just got to stand up for
it's
what you believe in.
It's the same with women's fiction. It's the same thing. Like women's fiction and women writers are put in one corner because it's silly, flippant. you know, what I do. I write rom-coms, and I do, and I'm proud because they're good and I care about them and they make people happy. But I'm still put in a corner sometimes because I'm not allowed to talk to the serious, sensible writers over there who are 95% men.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that what they do is different to what I do. Like, no, it isn't. You tell a story that engages people and they care about it.
Yeah.
It's not different. And it's the same with makeup. It's like, why is my loving makeup less credible than a dude who brews beer?
Yeah.
Like, if your hobby is brewing or photography, why is my loving makeup less relevant than that just because I've got a vagina?
Totally.
Or not have a vagina. If I have no vagina and I still love it, doesn't make it less credible. I do have a vagina. But if I didn't, it wouldn't matter.
So, highlight the week.
Yeah. So we've set the world to rights. Do you want to start? Should we talk about the thing we have both enjoyed or we are both interested?
I feel like, I'm really, I'm into this. You should intro what
into
it is.
Into this.
I get too excited.
We're into it. It is the Charlotte Tilbury Instant Look in the Palette 5 minute face on the go beauty glow.
Beauty glow.
Yeah. So this is the third instant look in a palette from Charlotte.
Yes.
We have had differing feelings about
the first one. I love the first
one. You loved. And I bought it and I think I've used it once.
You can give that one to me then.
I should give it to you. I hope, yeah, you can have it. It's not doing me any good. It was too warm for me. I just couldn't get on with it. But then I saw this. So I went to buy Pillow Talk, as I was saying. Shout out Nordstrom, Glendale, Americana. And they'd also got a massive stash of these. They were actually getting them out the box. And I was like, I'll have one of those. Thanks.
I'll take one of those
she's
as
like,
well.
We haven't put the stickers on yet. I don't care. Give me one. Do you want to sell it or not? And she did. This is the beauty glow. So the idea is very bronzy, summery.
Yes.
I like it.
I love it in the sense that, like, I'm actually using the blushes in this more like eyeshadows.
Yes.
So I feel like, again, if you've got one of these palettes, you've got a bronze, you've got a highlight, you've got some blush colours. This, it's definitely more bronzy. That's like the general vibe.
It's very summery, nights, Tropicana.
Yeah, and you still got your matte shadow shade for kind of smoking and contouring. But the number 5 cheek colour, I'm digging as an eyeshadow.
Right, yeah.
I think for me, I mean, the thing I love about these palettes is, A, they're a good size. I feel like the pans are pretty decent compared to most other.
It's just that middle one that's a blush that you can't get a decent sized blusher brush onto without touching other things.
I think because I'm using it as an eyeshadow, I'm
also using it as an eyeshadow now that I've realised I can come to that and I'm happy with it. But that does, the positioning of it just like messes with my mind a bit. I almost wish it was one less colour and a full-sized blush.
I think if they had a powder in this as well, like a normal face powder, like a translucent one, like sort of one invisible colour, that would like just make this the complete epicness.
I would just switch out that middle brown. The middle shade is a very dark bronzer, which as a fair-skinned person is no use to me. It is neither use nor ornament. It is the chocolate teapot of the palette as a face colour. But now we've established you can use it as an eye quad rather than
Well, that's
three
what, when
eyes.
You pointed out to me, you were like, oh, if you look at those, like, I mean, even the 5 colours together, I was like, oh my God, like, guys, you know I'm obsessed with browns. Like, browns are just my thing. I'll always be excited about brown shadow. That's just how it goes.
There's the quote of the week. I will always be excited about brown.
Always. It's my favourite thing. And I feel like it's so underestimated. Like, you can do so much with it.
You know who told me that?
Who?
Charlotte Tilbury.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
I was at go. A My Face the launch event like 10 years ago. And I was not as blonde as this, but blondish with my blue eyes. And I think I had like silvery, smoky eyes because it was, you know, the mid 2000s. And she shouted at me and was like, you should just always wear bronzy brown eyeshadows, break your blue eyes pop. I'm angry. I can't even look at you. And then she told me to dye my hair brown as well. And that was like, I've gone too far then. But then I did. And she was right.
I mean, I just think, I like the size of the palette. I feel like it's one of those great things where you can just have your foundation, your lipstick, and you're pretty much good to go. So for me, that is a win.
It's worth it. It's worth the money. Yeah. I really do love it.
I wasn't fussed about the second palette. I feel like for me, my go-tos are number one and this one. I missed the second palette.
Yeah,
I wasn't that fussed about
the second
person, one.
I would just go straight to this. Yeah. I think this is really beautiful. The highlight is really beautiful. The bronzer in it is light enough for me to use as a contour or as a bronzer if I wanted to. I don't wear bronzer, but I will use that as a contour. The pop colour is really pretty. It's like a snapdragon-y pink. And then I would just use the other 4 colours for a beautiful eye. And there's a light one for daytime. And then you can really drama it up with the others. I think it's really great and I love it.
The last highlight of the week that I have got here is from IT Cosmetics, which is called, it's got a crazy long name, Skin Transforming Healthy Flush Blushing Bronzer. which has anti-aging properties in it as well, a regenerative concentrate. And Ooh. Their whole vibe with this is confidence in your glow. So this is right up your street, Miss Kelk.
Right, yeah, I'm right. Right, this is Highlighter Central. This week.
And this came, I think this comes in 3 or 4 colour palettes. I can't remember exactly. We'll pop that down below. But I have got the shade. Does it have a number on it? That's not helpful.
It's not my fault, by the way. I've been watching The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu, and I think I've got really carried away with myself.
It's fine. We've been talking about unicorns. It's going to happen. I mean, this is very much like if you love unicorns, you'll love this. It is one of those palettes where you have like a bronzer, a blush, and a highlight all in one.
Yes, it's pretty.
The formula is beautiful. It's very finely milled. Again, you can do that thing where if you're in a rush, you could swash them all together. Swash them?
Yes, yeah, swash them.
Sweep them. Brush them.
Yeah, sweep, swash. I like a swash.
Okay, we'll go for
you
swash.
Get a nice sheer wash of colour.
Made of beauty term.
Made up a word.
You can swash your brush. We are on it. So you can swash your brush in and, you know, get a little bit of everything, apply it very quickly, or you can kind of go in and be specific with, you know, where you're wanting to bronze, contour, yeah, etc. The highlight in this is especially beautiful. I feel like if you love the Becca products, this will be right up your street. It's, you know, on par, if not, you know, maybe a little bit better than that kind of. It's got that really nice highlightery sheen.
Yeah. I didn't see you getting ready with that part last night. I didn't realize you'd use that, and I had to ask you what it was, because it was catching the light so nicely. Prettily.
And it's a sheen, not a sparkle, which I always like. And the depth of the pigments is really nice, but they're still easy to blend. And I just think the palette is very big as well. So I feel like you get a lot for your money. It's very generous. And it's quite lightweight, so easy to kind of get in your handbag. And I think it's quite a nice one to kind of touch up throughout the day, because you've got everything in one palette.
Yeah, good work.
All so that gets palettes. A big thumbs up from me.
Yeah, I'm just going to be real brief because we're running out of time, so we've got to go and talk to a dancer. but I've got the Clinique Chubby Plump and Shine Liquid Lip Plumping Gloss, which I was not like thinking I would be very excited about, because I'm like, gloss, whatever. I really like it. That's
cute.
A win
I
for
love
me.
A chubby
That's
stick.
That's all I say. I mean, I love the chubby sticks. And then this is actually a liquid gloss, but it's not in the squeezy tube, because I think Bobbi Brown just brought out something quite similar that it looks like their artist pencil, but it's actually a squeezy tube.
Yeah.
The squeezy tube is maybe, which is a technical term. But this is really, really pretty. I have got, I think there are 6 shades to start with, and I've got shade number 6, which is Jumbo Gem.
Nice.
And it's a really pretty wearable petal pink that just looks really pretty in the daytime. Was surprised that I liked it so much.
Yeah,
love it. So now that's my highlight of the week.
It's funny, because whenever we talk about chubby sticks now, I feel like Clinique were like the original one, and I feel like anytime someone does like a roll up pencil, you're like, oh, it's a chubby stick. Like it's almost, they've like coined
like
the
Hoover.
Term. Yeah, it's, they have become the Hoover. It's so like, they've really nailed it, and I'm loving that they're still like really putting a lot of time into this formula. And
their innovations are actually good.
Yeah, I love them. I love them. Heaping Hazelnut is one of my favorite ever chubby sticks.
Pretty.
Always go back to that as a beautiful nude.
Like the names as well.
Love
they're
it.
Clever. They're funny.
Very cute.
We like it. Woo, that was a win. Good work, Clinique. I think we're going to have to wrap it up, because we've just realised what
time
it is.
And we need to shower.
We haven't showered.
We've got 25 minutes to shower and go and interview a male dancer.
Not washing my hair, it turns out.
No, I'm not.
Sorry about this, Jackson. We're rank, but we love you. So we're going to go and do that, because we've lost our tiny minds. We've had far too much sugar and we've been in bed too long.
It's been great.
But it's been really fun. This was our full coverage live in Vegas podcast. Feel pretty great about it.
Vegas has been fun. We've loved it. It's been so good.
Definitely coming back. I have realised I feel like I'm talking really fast, and I've just realised how much tea I've drank this morning.
I'm ready for another before we have a shower.
Me too. But we're going to wrap up there. So thank you so much for all the support we've had, all the tweets, the Instagram posts, the Facebook messages. You've all been amazing. We're so excited that you're enjoying the show.
Yeah.
If you really, really, really love us, please tell us that you do.
Yes.
Please subscribe. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. We're up there too. Or you can always find us at fullcoveragepodcast.com. If you especially love us, you could hit the 5 stars on an iTunes review.
We love you forever.
It costs you nothing.
It's
costs
free.
You nothing. And it does us a massive favor, because it boosts us up the rankings and more people
we
will
want
find
more people
us.
To know about Full Coverage.
Yeah. More people to hear me ranting about why makeup is a feminist issue from my bed in Las Vegas, having just seen the strip show. My life is confusing.
I know.
But we want to share it with you. So if you've loved us, or if you've at least mildly enjoyed us and we've made you chuckle, do feel free to share us. We would be very appreciative.
Yes.
So that's it from this week.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Make sure you check out the socials as well. Like Lindsay said, just go to Full Coverage Podcast, and we will be back soon with another thrilling episode.
Thrilling, possibly slightly less political, but who can say?
Who can say?
We'll speak to you soon.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.